You see?
You are listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair on RLM Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough?
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
And now, your host, Grammy.
Hey there, hi there, ho there, everybody, and guess what? You are listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair here on RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 10. Also on the RLM Spreaker Channel, the RLM Internet Radio Station, the RLM TuneIn Radio Station, the RLMRadio.xyz site, all kinds of other places. And I'm your crazy lady, Grammy Mary. I'm revving up that rocket chair, and yeah, I don't leave chemtrails, so all of my exhaust fumes are natural. Oh, I was playing a little trivia in the chat. Grammy said, all the young girls love Alice. Tender young Alice, they say. Yep, that's Elton John. that wasn't Elton John, that was me, and a very piss-poor impersonation at that. But it is a Freaker Friday. It's the 9th of August. X-rated. Oh, Rob, I have a tendency to get X-rated once in a while, but it's been a while. It's been a while since I've just fired it up and gotten a little bit on the canasty side. And it's probably going to be a little bit longer because I'm just not feeling it tonight. Oh, you guys are so fun. Let me go say hey to everybody over here on Twitter. Thank you, Barman and Vinny and BB9. That is Correctamundo, Vinny. Big love in the life we live. Yes, most definitely. I'm still going to get that tattooed around my ankle. You know, live to laugh to love to live to laugh to love. Just it's a never-ending cycle. Hey, Cycle. I don't know if she's listening or not, but hey, anyway, Cycles. Okay, let's see. I said BB and Grim and... Oh, hey, there's Eyes on Cue. Hi, Eyes on Cue. What's that? Oh, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson implicated in new unsealed docs. Dun, dun, dun! Yeah. Honest to God, the other night... Well, actually, it was around 5 in the morning. I got up to, because, well, you know, the bathroom was calling me, and went back to bed and laid down and was going right back to sleep, and then all of a sudden, the bed just started vibrating. And it was not the farmer. It was the bed. The bed was just vibrating. You know, just... And if I didn't know better, I'd say that I had a damn train coming through my house. You know, except there was no noise. It was just the shaking. And it lasted for about 5-10 minutes. I mean, it lasted quite a while. So it's like, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness, what the hell is going on? And, I think there's some shifting going on. And there's some people that are not necessarily passes Mr. Happy battery operated. Socks feeling it. I don't want to know what you're feeling. Oh my goodness, gents, y'all are. I'd have to wipe it, not whip it. If I whipped, that would make them dangly. I don't want them to be dangly. Moving along. Y'all get me in trouble. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Well, actually, I get myself in trouble. I just blame you for encouraging me. Charlie Manson had a son. Holy crap, I did not know Charlie Manson. I'm over here on the FN site, Freedoms Network, and I'm scrolling down and saying, hey, Grim, thank you ever so much for letting everybody over here know that I am live and in person. Bob Renner just posted an exclusive interview with Charlie Manson's son. Hootie Dootie Whitey? I have a poltergeist. Yeah, that could very well be. Oh, that would be fun. A magic fingers with a coin box. Actually, what would be... No, I'm not going there. I'm going to have a chat with the farmer. Let's just leave it at that, shall we? Y'all naughty boys. I love it. Okay, over here on realliberty.org, I see Bob Renner is over here, as well as Rob Works and Grimner. Did I see who else was over on Freedom's Network? Who else is over there? Bob's posting all kind of things. He's busy, busy, busy. Got a Tony Williams that was here just a little while ago, as well as the lovely Estrella and Cowboy Tech. Over here on Minds. Gun control. Yes, it's that stupid. Putting up a sign that says, no wolves when there's sheep around. Yeah, that'll work. Uh-huh. This is a gun-free zone. Does that mean the guns are free there? Inquiring minds would like to know. Okay. Thank you, Grim, over here, or barman, however I wish to do that, over here on Minds. Oh, wow, people are posting all kind of stuff, and some of it's not in English. What the hell? What the hell? I need to learn another language besides Pig Latin and Grammy Knees. Oh, my goodness, Minds is just crazy. Over here on in the Matrix, I see Zhen Yun is posting, and Kimori777Q, and Seamount Mermaid, and Kiwi Patriot. Hi, guys. How are you doing? What's that? Oh, yeah. Court unseals 2,000 docs related to Epstein. Wow. People are going to be very busy reading. Do not lick your finger to turn the page, because you never know where that page has been. Ew. Ew. Okay, so I've been to Twitter, been to, let's see, what's going on over on Facebook? Oh, yeah, my brother just shared this. And you know what? Quite literally, when I go on Twitter, this is what I experienced, but I did not realize this was what I was experiencing until I saw this meme. Deja mu. It's that feeling. You've heard this bull before. That's pretty much what Twitter has been of late. It's like, holy crap. Okay. Hi, Brother Allen. Brother Allen, oh yeah, I shared this morning. Being a little weird is just a side effect of being awesome. Since I'm a lot weird, does that mean I'm a lot awesome? I know I'm a lot weird, and I enjoy it. I really do. Okay. Excuse me, I've been out mowing today. I got everything inside the fence, and I got the east side outside the fence, and I got some of the south side. Well, no, I did get all of the south side done. And then I got along the mailboxes for myself and the neighbors, and I also mowed the north ditch. I was a busy girl today. But we're supposed to have rain all weekend, and I wanted to make sure I had that done before the rain set in, because that north ditch is a bugger if you got a lot of rain on it. In any case, over here on Facebook, yeah, okay. Hi, Lisa B. How you doing, lady? And Sarah Bear Boo, my wonderful niece. Sweet. Oh, Lisa's sharing wonderful things. Okay, because of the wonderful things she shares, la 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 la. Okay, we're off to see RLM. Orange, you glad I got vodka? Yes, I am. Thanks for the encouragement, Vinny. I don't want to know why Free has a Mr. Happy. Hootie Dooty, huh? Oh. Okay. Is that when you wake and remember you went... Oh, no, deja vu is not when you remember you went home with a cow. It's when you've heard this bull before. Bullshite. Okay, over here in the RLM, which is a place you need to be if you want to give me some static. And if you're listening on Spreaker, come on over. RealLibertyMedia.com. Think of the nickname. Join the chat. and give everybody else static, because, yeah, I'm getting lots of it right now, and somebody needs to step up and take some of it for me. I know, I encourage them. See how they are. Gosh darn it. Dun, dun, dun. And Frumpy quit. Frumpy left. Frumpy, shame on you. Frumpy's probably on the way home. Okay, right up top, I see Barman, the most splendiferous bot in the whole wide world, directly followed by Beetle. Beetle's got a date tonight. Hey, Beetle. Hey, Beetle. Have fun, honey. Be a gentleman, okay? I know you are. Then Grimner is also here, as well as a lovely Moose Girl, and I think they're going to be on later this evening with the Freakers Ball, if I remember correctly. I also see Backward Bracket DC is here, as well as, see, when I'm reading who's in here, Rob swipes the duck. Them dang ducks, anyway. I had one flip me off the other day. I hugged it anyway. That'll learn it. You know, you hug them hard enough, they can't flip you off anymore. I also see Anti is here, as well as Asmodeus Asmo. Got some Chalcedony in the chat, and Free Enslaved, who's got a Mr. Happy. Sweet. I also see I'm here, and I'm always happy, and except for when I'm not, but usually I am. IB Don C is also here, as well as Java 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 Doctor 2. We got some Meisterbrauer in the chat too. And we got a Pondergander, and Vinny had a Pondergander today, and I missed it because I was out mowing. But he posted the podcast, so I'd be able to check it out later. I also see the lovely Miss Kate is here. She's going to drive Sock Puppet crazy later. Kate, honey, put the fear of Kate in him. That'll learn him. I also see Rob Woix is here. Rob, did you fire up the bubbler and I missed it? Damn it. No, there it is. I seen it. I seen it. Have fun, Beetle. Oh, God, Vinny, I don't want to know what you're doing with them feathers. You pervy. Okay, where am I at? Pondergander, Kate, Rob, Rome's! Rome's is here. Hey, Rome's, how you doing, hon? I also see the lovely Miss Vanna White, the letter-turning bot in the RLM. Well, will Moose Girl be here for the Freakers Ball, and Vanna White shakes the magic eight ball and said, don't count on it. Reply hazy, try again. Oh, that's a fun bot. I like that. You wish. You go have fun tonight, Beetle. Have lots and lots of fun. But still be a gentleman, okay? Very single. Be very, very careful. Okay, Vanna White. Vanna's having fun with that magic eight ball. One would be wise to think so. What's that? Moose will freak out tonight, just not necessarily at the Freaker's Ball. So, and if Moosey ain't here, then it'll be balls to the wall. So, there you go. Vinny is also here, the alter ego of that Pondergander, or the other way around, vice versa. You never know. We also got a weather dork here, given Grimmy the weather. Grimmy, I'm warmer than you are. You're supposed to be warmer than me, hon. You're in New Mexico. Jeez, oh, Pete. Phantom is also here. Thank you, Phantom, once again for the wonderful intro. Cycles. Cycles. Excuse me, I got all choked up. Cycles is logged in, as well as Cyborg Noodle, and seeing as how it is a Friday, which is a Pastafarian holy day, may you be touched by his noodly goodness. Cybernetically, at least. Tickle on my buns? You going, yeah. Yeah, thanks, Vinny. I wondered what was itching. I better scratch it. Okay, and Civ is also here, as well as Flash Somebody, and a Frumpy is here. I also see JJ's, Nunanine JJ's, as well as Kiss. It's a kiss. And some Prince. to go along with it. It's a handsome prince with a kiss. Ooh, baby. That's true. Vinny is the alter ego. Okay, thank you, Vinny. Pompo Pompo Pom Sauce is also here, as well as Sock Puppet. Sock, honey, you better wear a helmet. Do you have any of those manly Depends? Because you might need them. Miss Kate's going to have fun. Vroom, vroom. Vroom, vroom. And to round out the crew, the one, the only, the Smotaz Bot. Smotaz. Yeah, I know, Vinny. You have many Vinnies. And they're all crazy. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And you know what? Speaking of crazy, Grim sent this to me. I think this was to let me know that I need to quit doing Nickelback. It's from Babylon B. California mandates conversion therapy for straight kids. Did you know that? Be afraid. Apparently, California's governor signed into law Thursday a bill that mandates conversion therapy for straight kids. The law requires any child who comes out as straight in the state of California is right, to undergo 2 years of straight-to-gay conversion therapy by a state-licensed therapist. Have you ever noticed that therapist, if you put a little hyphen in there, strategically placed, it's the rapist? Have you ever noticed that? It's true. Treatment includes shock, the rapist, and, ooh, how about we go back with therapy? Poking them with pointy sticks and making them listen to Nickelback albums. Now, see, I like the occasional Nickelback song, but albums, that's not cool. California Public Schools will provide free screening for kids as young as 5 years old to test for straightness so they can catch the dis-ease early. Note how I put my own little hyphenizations in there. Why? Because I can. Now, the state has previously come down hard on conversion therapy designed to convert gay people into straight people. But it was time to take things a step further, said Governor Newsom. He's more of a nuisance, but I digress. So, how can we call ourselves a pro-LGBTQ... da-da-da-A? I think they took the B out because the B implies only two genders, and we just can't have that in our special place. Now, are we still doing the A, Newsom said? I don't know. What does the A stand for? Captain Assholio? I don't know. He waited for an aide to confirm, and then, okay, A is out, so sorry about that. As I was saying, how can we call ourselves a pro-LGBTQ plus, which get the B out of there because that implies bi, or B is for bisexual, which means two genders. Ding, ding, ding. Actually, there are more than two genders, but most, I think there's like five. My brother explained this to me. He's this month. And he said there's like five, but two of them usually don't live, you know, to term to even be born. And one of them usually doesn't live, into puberty. So I could be wrong on the number. It could be as much as six, not 273. But once again, I digress. They also state that they weren't electrocuting kids who don't get on the program. Thank you for that. Now, Nuisance also bravely stepped up to be the first one to undergo the therapy. Oh, well, we can do the rapist in there. Because Newsom's getting in. Apparently, he said, now I no longer have to hate myself for being straight. That kind of, which Arquette was that the other day that hated herself for being white? Darling, you had absolutely zero choice in that matter whatsoever. Unless you believe in the whole existential part of before you came into this physical realm, while you were roaming around in the ether, you said, I think I want those people to be my parents, and you didn't bother looking to see just how pale they were. You just thought, yeah, I'll be able to have nice stuff with those people. Seriously, I am so sick and tired of this nonsense of, you hate me because of my skin color. My skin color changes depending on the time of year, so there you go. What's that, Grim? Yeah, I know, Grim. I kind of gathered that. Oh, Sock wants to know if Freakers will be fun tonight. I'm sure. Yes, most definitely. It's always a good time had by all. Oh, you met her when she was wearing a pink mini dress? Oh my goodness, Beetle. Va-va-voom. You have fun there, darling. Okay, now that I've done the nonsense, you know, I actually enjoy Babylon Bee and the Onion much better than the corporate lame-ass propaganda system. Oh, you pick her up at 9? Sweet! Thanks for that one, Grim. You smart ass. Okay. Now, I have a couple. I have several, actually, that I have found that I was going to... Where did I put that one? Oh, here it is. Here it is. I saw this one earlier today on Twitter. You know where all the twits reside. It's from the DailyWire.com. Baltimore Sun rips Trump supporter for cleaning up Baltimore. Philanthropist fires back with one hell of an offer. Apparently this week, after the Baltimore Sun slammed a conservative activist who organized 170 volunteers to pick up 12 tons of trash in the city. They were questioning his motives. And a philanthropist threw down the gauntlet to the newspaper, offering to pledge $100,000 to clean up the city if the Sun would retract its editorial. Well, we all know how socialists are with other people's money, don't we? The editorial was titled, "We assume it was pure motives that led a Trump supporter to launch a cleanup in Cummings District." Right? Now, first off, what's the motives of a young man that decided to go, instead of just bitching about it and pointing fingers, he actually stepped up and did something? Why do you have to throw in the Trumpel-Silskin shit and the Cummings shit? It's all fun and games till Cummings shits. In any case, in the op-ed, the Sun blasted activist Scott Pressler, whose volunteers completed the massive job in only 12 hours, cynically writing, "Look, we appreciate anyone who is willing to roll up their sleeves to help Baltimore. Why weren't you there, lazy ass? More than 170 people came from all over the country and cleaned up nearly 12 tons of trash, according to Mr. Pressler's Twitter feed. Once again, I ask, were you just there observing? Were you being like a foreman on a job? Were you just kind of stand there and tell people what to do and you didn't get your hands dirty? It's your city. Why weren't you pitching in instead of pitching a bitch?" Oh, well. He doesn't post any photos of the totality of the trash, so we'll have to take his word for it. Snark, snark. Man, talk about someone took some snide juice that day. But if this was all about Americans helping Americans, why all the videos of Baltimore residents thanking Mr. Trump for bringing attention to the issue? Well, because Trump was the reason why the young man even heard about it. You're just pissy because someone did something, and you just got to find a way to be pissy. Pissy, pissy, pissy. Get it depends. We happen to know that not everybody in West Baltimore feels that way. And in the same post as the video, why the frequent reminder that this is an act in Mr. Cummings' district. Well, they just want people to know that, hey, this is where we're at because we've been told that it's a shithole. And so we don't want our country to be a shithole. So we're taking the first step and we're cleaning up a shithole. Oops, I dropped a shithole bomb a bunch of times. What? I see someone's talking at me. Really, Snopes is trying to debunk Babylon Bee? Oh, how freaking funny is that? That is just... That's priceless. Oh, my goodness. So, the op-ed added, whatever he says his motives were, Mr. Pressler's presence in Baltimore reinforces the tired image of our failing urban cores. Well, you know what? If y'all pitched in and took care of your own backyard, you wouldn't have to have people come in and get all of this kind of positive publicity. Oh, that the poor people in this dilapidated city can't take care of their own neighborhoods, and all the public officials around them have failed as well. Yeah. What's the point? Now, the bureaucratic all-talk Democrats strike again. So, if a crowd of volunteers would clean up 12 tons of trash in 12 hours, how incompetent and helpless must Baltimoreans be if they can't manage it in decades? Well, and you know, sometimes you just need someone else to step in and say, I care, and you shouldn't be living like this. And so, why don't you come and you help me, and we'll just clean this mess up. Your thing is, you got to maintain it now. Sometimes it gets to the point, I do have to put this out there, it gets to the point where you don't know where to start. And that really can be very depressing. So I can understand when it gets to a point where you just kind of, I don't know where to start. They're just going to make a mess of it again. You know, it's like when my kids were still at home. I clean the house, and by the time when they walk in the door after school, 5 minutes later, and it looks like a damn tornado went through. Granted, both of them are dropping book bags and dropping this and dropping that and running off to this practice or running off to that practice or heading off to work or whatever. But it still looks like it was clean. It was. At one time. So I understand that. I do understand that. I'm not condoning sitting on your ass and watching everybody else pick up after you. Get up off your ass and help. But I understand that you get to the point where it's like, where do you start? But then it gives them a little bit of pride in where they live. And maybe, just maybe, wouldn't it be a wonderful thing if they kept that pride and maintained where they live? That would be freaking awesome, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it? I'd like to go back a month later to where Mr. Pressler cleaned and see what it looks like after a month. So, back to this article. But then, the Sun contradicted its previous statement, writing, we also hope that Mr. Pressler keeps his promise to return to Baltimore once a month. It would definitely give his motives more credibility. Going to be kind of hard to return to Baltimore once a month, though, because from what I understand, he's been invited to multiple large cities that also have issues with turning into shitholes. So, philanthropist Bill Pulte, is that how you say that? P-U-L-T-E? Fired back at the Sun on Twitter, writing, my teammates and I will pledge $100,000 to Baltimore neighborhood cleanup. I know a thing or two about that. And in Baltimore, if the Baltimore Sun retracts this article that discourages people who want to help the city when the amazing residents want them to help. So, yeah. Bravo for showing up and cleaning up a shithole. And let's just hope that the people in Baltimore help keep it that way. So, Snopes debunks Babylon Bee article on Ocasio-Cortez. Man. Oh, Beetle, she knows who you are? Oh, my. Okay, so, That is Baltimore. Now I got one more. This one is from worldtruth.tv. And I, once again, it is just the headline grabbed me. And I just had to go there. 27 years later, and there is no deaths from vitamins, but 3 million dead from pharmaceutical drugs. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Despite mainstream medical establishments and media outlets portraying multivitamin supplements as worthless and oftentimes toxic, vitamins have led to zero deaths over the past 27 years. In contrast, pharmaceutical drugs were responsible for 3 million deaths, topping the death toll from traffic-related incidents. In 2009, pharmaceuticals were responsible for the death of 37,485 people nationwide. Now, the statistics from the annual report of the American Association of Poison Control Centers National Poison Data System, holy crap, can you imagine putting that on a door? Jeez, it would take up the whole door. Their findings go against the claims of most mainstream doctors and medical officials who claim that pharmaceutical drugs are the only science-backed method of treating illness. However, the report highlights the fact that pharmaceuticals oftentimes lead to death and countless other side effects. I prefer the weirdness side effect to my awesomeness, but that I digress. In fact, the number of hospitalizations and side effects were not documented by the report. Now, while the report only detailed the 3 million deaths as a result of drug use, countless other adverse health effects have been linked to popular pharmaceuticals, such as cold and allergy medicines. I can't take those things. I cannot. Man, they totally mess with my system. Shockingly, the average drug label contains around 70, seven with the magic zero number behind it, 70 negative side effects. Though many popular brand name drugs have been found to contain 100 to 125 negative side effects. Damn. Some drugs even list around 225 negative effects on the label. How big is that label, or how small is that print? Now, these drugs are being prescribed by doctors to treat patients, aka keep their repeat customers coming, unless they die off, and that's okay. Y'all will make more. And when the drug side effects are routinely worse than the very illness they claim to treat, you know, like the nail fungus thing, you know, for toenail fungus. The first time I saw that commercial, which was years ago, and they were reading through all, and I'm trying to read the fine print, you know, because I didn't have TiVo, so I couldn't pause it. And one of them could be death. And I thought, for frickin' toenail fungus, get you some mentholatum or some Vicks or tea tree oil. Seriously, don't be using that shit that one of the side effects, well, it may cause death. Might? No thanks. Now, these side effects are one reason that the FDA is now pulling over 500 cold and allergy drugs off of pharmacy store shelves. So what the FDA is not addressing, however, are the negative effects associated with the top-selling therapeutic class pharmaceutical drug, antipsychotics. Drugs which are prescribed to, quote-unquote, treat suicidal thoughts and behavior have been found to actually lead to suicide and other diseases such as diabetes. Now, the side effects were so significant that even U.S. pediatric health advisors have begun speaking out to the media, citing the link between antipsychotics and diabetes. Now, previous whistleblowers exposed the link between mental health drugs and suicide after it was covered up by the makers of the drugs, Eli Lilly and Co. who are the makers of Prozac. They ignored and hid studies as far back as the 1980s that found Prozac led to suicidal thoughts. Until Harvard physicist Martin Teacher leaked the findings to the press, and the company managed to hide the news from consumers worldwide. Now, Teacher, or Titcher, however you pronounce that, said that the American people were being treated like guinea pigs in a massive pharmaceutical experiment. And if that's because this stuff actually does have testing done, but vaccines, the only testing that's done is what's getting done on you. Oh, well, that one had that adverse side effect. We may, probably ought to add that to that list on that bottle. Pharmaceutical drugs are loaded with toxic side effects and do not eliminate the root cause of dis-ease that they claim to treat. That's because they're not designed to eliminate the root cause. They're designed to treat the symptom. They don't ever go after the root cause of the dis-ease. But hey, killing 3 million within the last 27 years and topping traffic fatalities each year, pharmaceutical drugs are a deadly and ineffective option when it comes to combating dis-ease. Now, the original source of this was naturalnews.com, but since I read it off of worldtruth.tv, that's the link I will share. So, okay. She must like pink, huh, Beetle? Okay. I think it's time to go check out PIGazette.com. See what's going on over here. You guys are behind again. It says Thursday, August the 8th. I wonder if maybe they just haven't updated their... Oh well. Their word of the day is literacy. Once lauded as a cornerstone of a civilized culture, it has fallen on hard times due to an unrelenting assault by the twin terrors of written communication, texting and tweeting. Yeah. In the quotable quotes section, our founding fathers were proud that Americans were trusted with arms because they knew that only when people are armed could they truly be thought of as free citizens. And that's where the circle closes. Those who want to deprive you of your right to keep and bear arms are intending to deprive you of your freedom, period. Like the criminals, their policies encourage... These elitists know that it is always best to disarm victims before you enslave them. That is from Charlie Reese. Although I do have to say, free citizens is an oxymoron. Just putting that out there. Okay, what's that? What? Okay. Well, I'm glad you think she's awesome, Beetle. That's as it should be. Okay, in the tasty tidbit section, moms now and then. Now, that word is inappropriate. Then, say that again and I'll wash your mouth with soap. I've tasted soap before. It's not pleasant. Now, good job trying one bite of the dinner I made you. Now you can have mac and cheese. Then, you'll eat what I make, whether you like it or not. There are starving children in the world. My mom always said there are starving people in Ethiopia. And if you did not like what she prepared, you went hungry. Now, I can see you're upset. Take a deep breath and use your words. Then, you better stop crying or I'll really give you something to cry about. Oh, Lord, my dad was famous for saying that one. Now, you can't walk around the block by yourself. I'll drive you. Text me when you need a ride back. Then, you want to go out? Take your bike. Be home before dark. Our rule was always if you weren't home before the street lights come on, you were in deep duty. Now, I packed your bento box with almond butter on whole grain, kale chips, and an organic smoothie. How organic is that smoothie, hun? How is the water used to grow that stuff? Okay, I'm going off on tangent. But back then, take a brown bag with a bologna sandwich on Wonder Bread. Grab a Twinkie and a Hawaiian punch, too. How would you like a nice Hawaiian punch? Yeah, pretty much. And those Twinkies, them damn things have a shelf life. I'll bet you 50 years. I bet you. Okay, Random Thoughts for August 2019 by Robert A. Hall. The best lack of all conviction, while the worst are full of passionate intensity. And they say, dress for the job you want, not the one you have, but it turns out the Chippendales didn't wear that much. Really? How about, there really are monsters in the world, but they look just like us. Always have. Yeah. Yeah. Churchill said, never, never, never believe any war will be smooth and easy, or that anyone who embarks on the strange voyage can measure the tides and hurricanes he will encounter. See, I never believed war would be smooth and easy. That's why I don't think we need to be doing them. There are some ideas so absurd that only an intellectual could believe them. Bam! That was George Orwell. I know some edumacated idiots that are like that. They resemble that one. How about this one? An expectation is a disappointment in the planning state. That's from Danusha Goska. Every day I thank God for not squashing me like a bug. God knows I've given him enough reasons to. I think God's just sitting there and going, yeah, the mom's curse, I invented it. Government websites all suck because the people ordering them know about website design, and they take anything suggested by the designers because the taxpayers, not them, are footing the bill, aka socialists spending other people's money. Did you know that bands and singers are always doing tribute albums with the tunes that famous bands or singers did? Basically, they're out to make money, so I think you should do a tribute album to Cash. Nah. Okay. What was that? Socialism always begins with golden promises and always ends in bloody coercion. Always. People have to be coerced by the socialist elites to do what they don't think is in their personal interest. That's pretty much the way. That's why I've refused to call them elites anymore. They are the leeches. Blood-sucking leeches. So, this date in history, I'm going to go with the 9th, although the top says 8th. August the 9th, 1963. 3 years after Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini hits number one, another group, the Kingsmen, releases its own incomprehensible hit, Alua Lua. Oh, baby, I say, we got to go. Yeah. See what happens. This date in history, the 9th of August, 1975, Hank Williams Jr. falls off Montana Mountain, makes soft landing 500 feet below. Damn! Ouch! And finally, this date in history, the 9th of August, 1988, numerological nitwits are positively giddy when the Big Apple air temperature hits 88 degrees on 8/8 of 88. Rumors that New York City's IQ declined 88 points can't be confirmed. Although, if you look at it now, it's really not hard to believe. Just saying. So, that and ever so much more fun stuff over here on PIGazette.com, where Hambo and Porcus reign supreme. August is Restore Our Liberty Month. It's time to alter or abolish the neo-Marxist nanny state. Yes, I agree. Wholeheartedly. Thank you, Hambo and Porcus. So, let's see. What's going on in the chitty chat? Okay. Dun dun dun. Two AM marshmallows and blankets. Oh, okay. I'm catching up on the chat. So, back to my pocket I go. Okay. One more and that's it. And then I will get out of here. And I'm not going to do the whole thing, but it's one that I stuck in my pocket the 31st of February, apparently. How real mind control works. So, I've been controlling your mind this evening. You have stepped into the Grammy zone. So when people are confronted with the idea of mind control, they often think of something out of television or film media. A lone prisoner tortured, chemically dazed and conditioned into a hollow zombie as his captors squeeze information from him or use him to complete a task he would not normally do or morally accept. And while there is actually some truth to this kind of Hollywood depiction, as is evidenced in the exposure of the government programs like MKUltra, the most insidious forms of mind control are far more subtle. Just watch Twitter for a while and you'll see a boatload of it. Governments and the leeches behind them do not necessarily need to physically cage, drug, and brutalize people in order to influence how they behave. All they need to do is manage their perceptions, expectations, and assumptions. Now, this can be accomplished with large portions of the public rather than one person at a time. They're very good at it, too. Now, the leeches have always been fascinated with the idea of mass hypnosis. In the 18th century, Franz Mesmer was famous for entertaining European royalty with displays of what he called animal magnetism, which included what we now know as hypnosis of individuals and groups. Mesmerism has since become synonymous with the attempt to befuddle people and dictate their actions while in a kind of trance. Hypnotism is still a very active subject in psychiatric circles, and the U.S. government took avid interest in hypnotism as a weapon during their MKUltra experiments in the 1950s. Now, people involved in the field of hypnotism are quick to point out that a hypnotized person cannot be made to do something that goes against their code of ethics. But this is not exactly the whole story. A hypnotist makes suggestions that the subject chooses to follow or refuses to follow while in a trance state. However, if they can be convinced or fooled through hypnosis into believing that a particular action is in their best interest in spite of their moral code of sense of self-preservation, this type of control over a subject can and has been accomplished in hypnotic therapy. And examples of covert hypnotherapy are also on record. including the example of an Ohio divorce attorney that used covert hypnotism against multiple female clients and is suspected of using it against some of the court employees to disarm their psyches and then rape them without memory of the incident. Now, about two-thirds of any given population are capable of being hypnotized to varying degrees. And Stanford University has been avidly searching for brain pattern that acts as a fingerprint for those that are more prone to hypnotic influence. And they believe they have found certain factors involving areas of the brain that handle heightened focus attention, reduced peripheral awareness, and also helps to increase the subject's vulnerability to hypnosis and vastly increases suggestibility. Now, these conditions can in fact be encouraged in large groups of people. So consider for a moment. What daily activity is the average person involved in that hyper-focuses their attention on a single point in space for long periods of time and removes almost all of their peripheral awareness? Now, if you said cell phone use, then you win a chicken dinner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Now, beyond creating an artificial and constant low dose of dopamine in the human brain leading to addiction, cell phones and other small electronic devices actually create the perfect conditions for a person to be hypnotized as they rip them away from all peripheral awareness and make them highly suggestible to those who know how to use covert methods. Now, I'm going to let you guys finish reading this, but I want to throw in here just a little bit. That have you ever stopped to think that all those neurotoxins that are in vaccines are actually there to break down the brain's ability to focus, to break down your ability to make judgment calls, to break you down? Now you add cell phone technology with the increase in vaccines? I'm thinking that's a 1-2 punch. And some of this nasty stuff I've been seeing about 5G, there's the third strike and you're out. So yeah, you get prepped, Beetle. Have fun. Love you, darling. Okay, so be very, very careful of all of these crazy, crazy people out there that may not realize they are being mind controlled. Y'all been listening to Grammy's Rocket Chair here on RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 10. I have been controlling your mind. I came in through your windows and messed with you on this Freaker Friday evening. Be sure to stick around because it will either be Freaker's Ball later on this evening, or Balls to the Wall, or maybe Grimmy will say, I'm taking the night off. You never know. But however it works out, it'll be a cool rest of your Friday evening, I'm sure, especially for Beetle. Tomorrow at noon Eastern Time will be Flash Rooney Dork with the Dork Table. I don't know who he's going to talk into going along with him, but I'm sure he will talk someone into it, being dorkular right along with him. Sunday at noon Eastern Time, Grimner's going to be hopping on the radio and playing some blues for y'all. And right after Grim, of course, there will be a game of trivia going on in the chat for those that wish to partake. My internet's too slow, and so my internet and my typing skills. Yeah, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I still like to watch, sometimes, when I can. In any case, directly following Grimm will be Hal Anthony, who's going to open up a can of whoop-ass on yo' ass behind the woodshed. Also, Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Grimner's going to be hopping on the radio and doing a little bit of leftovers for y'all. Just a little bit of leftover brain food that you just might find tasty. You never know. And then Tuesday, 2 a.m. yet? Is that when Flasher Rooney Dork is still doing his thing in a Perfect World from Denmark. That ought to be interesting if you're up for it. If you're not up for it, catch it on the podcast. I will be back on Wednesday for the Wackadoodle Wednesday edition of The Rocket Chair. But I do have to say something real quick before I head out. And I know some people are probably not going to like it, but the end of this month will be the end of The Rocket Chair for a while. I have got entirely too many irons in the fire. And so, let's see, what day will that be? August the 30th, which is actually Labor Day weekend, and I'm not real sure if I'm going to be able to be around for that one because I have to go to Denver with my youngest daughter. So, either the 28th or the 30th of August will be the last Rocket Chair, at least for a while. I got to get caught up on stuff. And, yeah, so y'all are going to have to find some other way to entertain yourself on Wednesdays and Fridays. But until then, I will still be here next week. Same batty time, same batty channel. And please remember, I truly do love you all. And I wish you all enough. Good night.